Iranian President Hassan Rouhani marking Nuclear Technology Day Thursday in Parliament. Iran's supreme leader said this week there was no guarantee a full deal would be reached by the June deadline. But the Ayatollah is striking a delicate balance, says Peter Jenkins, former British ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency.
There's a contrast between what's for public consumption and what he's saying privately to Rouhani and Zarif.
The tentative framework agreed to in Lausanne earlier this month, aimed at scaling back Iran's nuclear program, provides a springboard for deeper engagement, says Mehrdad Khonsari, a former Iranian diplomat.
Whatever has been agreed to in Lausanne can provide a framework and a catalyst for Iran to try to address these issues, to move in the direction of confidence building, in order to try to enhance its own position.
Some analysts say such optimism over Iran's intentions is dangerously misplaced. Among them, Davis Lewin of the Henry Jackson Society, a Britain-based policy group.
Iran is not an ally. It is a vicious regime that is very good at tactically exploiting a situation, creating those kinds of alliances, relationships and dynamics in the region that have allowed it to expand its nefarious influence significantly. And we must not be fooled into thinking that peace is about to break out and that these are going to become constructive allies of ours.
The United States has accused Iran of providing support for the Houthi rebellion in Yemen. But the nuclear deal does provide an opportunity for détente, says Peter Jenkins.
There is a chance that the United States and Iran can have a fruitful dialogue, and Iran can perhaps offer to exercise whatever influence it has with the Houthis in favor of bringing hostilities to an end.
Tehran has described Saudi Arabian-led coalition airstrikes against the Houthis as genocide. Iran has legitimate interests in the region, says Mehrdad Khonsari.
There are limits to what Iran can do or has done in comparison to, let's say, what Saudi Arabia has been doing and is doing. But they can talk, they can have dialogue.
Iran supports Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, accused of war crimes against his own people. But the emergence of terror groups like the so-called Islamic State has created a common enemy and common ground for Iran and its rivals, says Khonsari.
Addressing their competitors can take a different shape. And I think that is the direction in which the Rouhani government can proceed. Not that Iran should abandon its policy in Syria.
Analysts say the window of opportunity for wider dialogue may be short-lived if Iran and the West fail to agree on a full nuclear deal in the coming weeks. Henry Ridgewell, the VOA News, London.